Welcome to Read This, the new book show where we tell you what's hot in the world of literature this month. Brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name is Jennifer Malik. I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. To subscribe to the show, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message on WhatsApp. That's 082-382-1222. The first book we're recommending this month is If You Keep Digging by Kelezo Mapai. It's a collection of short stories published by Blackbird Books. Kelezo is a South African storyteller who was born and raised in Lenyenye Township in Limpopo. In the book, characters deal with questions about our new country, and the reader is invited to think about different perspectives. Difficult family relationships, themes of abandonment, social and class issues, power dynamics at school and work, witchcraft, sexuality, domestic abuse, and the ancestral realm. We spoke to the author Kelezo Mapai about why she thinks people will enjoy the book.
If You Keep Digging is my first book, and I hope a lot of people get to read it because it really delves into the core of what South Africa is today and where we are right now as a country. And some of the issues are rape, sexuality, or domestic abuse, and colorism.
The second book we're recommending this month is New Daughters of Africa, an international anthology of writing by women of African descent. The book is edited by Margaret Busby. New Daughters of Africa is a major international collection of writing. Margaret Busby, the editor, is a writer, broadcaster, and literary critic. She was born in Ghana and educated in the UK, and in the 1960s, she became Britain's youngest and first black woman publisher, and she published notable authors, including the legendary Buchia Mecheta and Nuruddin Farrar. 25 years ago, Margaret Busby produced the groundbreaking anthology Daughters of Africa, and this collection, New Daughters of Africa, continues that book's mission for a new generation. It brings together a selection of overlooked artists from the past and exciting new voices. The collection begins with writing by a woman named Nana Asmau, who lived from 1793 to 1863 in northern Nigeria. She spoke four languages and was an educated and independent Islamic woman who can be considered a precursor to modern feminism in Africa. There are several interesting mother-daughter connections in the book, including work by Yvonne Bailey-Smith, but she's emerging as a writer now, having raised three children, including the author Zadie Smith. Other contributors to the book include names that you may have heard of, including Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, Panache Chikumadze, Diana Evans, Roxane Gay, Lebo Mashile, Yewande Motosho, Taye Selassie, and a number of other writers. It's a really huge collection. It's a thick book. It's about 2 inches thick, and it's a real treasure trove. The third book we're recommending this month is Patsy by Nicole Dennis-Benn. It's one of the most anticipated books of 2019. Nicole Dennis-Benn's debut novel, Here Comes the Sun, was published in 2016 and won numerous awards. The novel tells the story of a woman named Patsy, who gets her long-coveted visa to America after years of yearning to leave the beautiful but impoverished Jamaican town where she was raised. She longs to be reunited with her oldest friend, Cicely, who lives in New York and has been sending her letters full of promise of a better life and the possibility of rekindling their young love. Patsy decides to put herself first, and when she leaves for America, she leaves her 5-year-old daughter, True, with her mother, who is an evangelical Christian. But America is not what she thought it would be, or what Cicely's letter implied it was, and she is forced to work as a bathroom attendant and then a nanny. The story alternates between Patsy's story and the story of her daughter, True, over the course of a decade, as her daughter tries to come to terms and empathize with her mother's decision to leave her. Dennis-Benn expertly evokes the atmospheres of New York and Jamaica, and despite being a powerfully emotional book, it's also very funny. Patsy and True are unforgettable and complex characters who function as real people and not clichés. The novel is a sensitive look at the emotional, logistical, physical, psychological, and financial risks of the black female immigrant and mother. For the August edition of the Johannesburg Review of Books, our regular contributor, Wemuyu Mbau, will be reviewing Patsy. We asked him what he thought of the book.
Okay, here goes. It's an intriguing and often quite surprising read, and it definitely demonstrates that her writing has come on in quite a long way since with the second novel that she's written. So you have the same kind of themes of both Jamaican poverty and its effects on women, suppressed queer identities, and the cruelties of living in a society that expect women to sacrifice their individual happiness and always put others first. But written in a more mature way than in her first novel. So overall, it's an enjoyable read and one that I think deserves a lot of the acclaim that it's receiving at the moment.
Thank you for listening to the first edition of Read This. We hope you've enjoyed the show. To subscribe, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message on WhatsApp. That's 082-382-1222. My name's Jennifer Malik. I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. The music for this show is composed by John Bartman. Go to johnbartman.com to hear more. Thanks for listening and see you next month.
If you're a music producer, you'll love How I Make Music, brought to you by Volume. Each week, we take you behind the scenes of professional music soundtrack composition and audio production. In 5 minutes, we break down an original instrumental and explain how to write better backing music for radio, video, and your friend's new hit song. To subscribe to How I Make Music, add 060-938-6365 to your phone as a contact and send us a message. How I Make Music makes writing music soundtracks simple.